time to meet the men from the ministry. Let's take another sprint down the corridors of power with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Eric Gailar. Ministry men are renowned for upholding our traditions and upholding our liberties. Indeed, they hold up most things that pass through their hands. Nevertheless, Whitehall is always ready to accept new ideas and to harness scientific and technical discoveries.
I say, too, have you seen this remarkable new machine they've sent us?
The thing with all the little holes and a handle. Yes, it's a pencil sharpener, isn't it?
No, not that, too. This big chap over here, it's called a dictating machine. It records anything you say, and later it gets typed out.
I've got one in my office that does all that and makes the tea as well.
Really? What's that called?
Mildred.
Oh, that'll do, too. I can't face jokes at this time of the morning. Besides, Mildred's typing is no joke.
That's true. Last week she started another 4 letters, Dear Sir or Madman. And 2 of them ended Yours Fitfully.
I done that memo, sir, about the Prime Minister's itinerary. About the Prime Minister's doings. Do you want to sign it?
I'll just read it first, if you don't mind. Thank you, Mildred. Oh, glory.
Oh, what is it, sir? Not a misprint. I swore I'd never do another one of them.
I suppose that's why you now do them in groups. Look at this, dude. Just look at it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will be streaking in Oxford.
Scores of uninformed police will be on duty over here.
Uniformed police, Mildred. And speaking, pee, not tea. We don't want tea at all.
Oh, I'll go and turn the kettle off then.
Oh, dear me, this gadget's arrived in the nick of time, I think. Been delayed for years. Oh, there's always someone who holds up the march of progress.
Really?
Well, old Rudge at the Board of Trade, for one.
Oh, yes. He didn't believe in electricity, did he?
No, he never did, no. Spent years trying to invent a gas telephone.
Poor old Rudge. Have you tested this new dictating machine?
Yes. I recorded a few business notes as soon as it arrived.
Ooh, can I play it back?
No. Don't waste the current, too. It's a useful tool, not a plaything.
Oh, go on, man. Couldn't I just press this little start button?
No, too. I'd rather you didn't. Oh, you have.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing. I would have danced all night. I would have danced all night. And still have asked for...
Yes. That'll do, too.
Oh, you've switched it off. I was just beginning to enjoy it.
Well, I had to test the full range of the recording facilities, you see.
That voice wouldn't be out of place in the pub doorway. Reminds me of Caruso, actually.
Caruso's dead.
Exactly. And besides that...
Yes, well, that's enough, too, thank you.
Oh, let's hear the rest. It's not very often.
Two.
Yes?
Are you the head of this department?
No.
Well, don't talk like an idiot. Can't even remember to do it myself.
Oh, very well.
And don't go sulking and mumbling to yourself just because I've had to speak sharply to you. Answer the telephone.
No. General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb sulking. Speaking.
Pitkin here. Let me have Lennox Brown.
I'd be glad to, Sir Gregory. It's for you, one. The permanent undersecretary.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. How nice of you to...
Has he been in to see you yet?
Has he? No, not yet. Who?
The new civil service grading officer. He's on his way to your office.
New civil service grading officer?
Chap who deals with all the promotions and grading exams.
Ah, we've got a new one, have we? Yes. What happened to the old one?
He got promoted again. This new chap's called Oliver Hocking. He's very keen to see you. Should be there shortly.
Keen to see me?
Yes. So give him every cooperation, understand? Every cooperation.
Very good, Sir Gregory. I say, did you hear that, too? Mm-hmm. The new grading officer's on his way here. Obviously, my promotion's come through at last.
Oh, congratulations.
Better make the place look busy. Scatter a few papers about,
will you? Yes, you say so, one, yes. How about these on your desk? Turf and Hound, the Daily Tipster, the Bookie Beater.
As the new grading officer, Lennox Brown, yes. I've had to check the records of past promotion and so on. Yes. I've been collecting personal files from all our corridors and then running through them.
You've been running through the corridors?
I've been running through the files, and I find there have been one or two oversights.
Ah, yes. Well, I thought as much, Mr. Hocking, yes. I should have been promoted years ago. Still, I bear no malice to your predecessor, incompetent fool though he was.
Promoted? Oh, no, 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 no. Quite the reverse. You should never have been allowed to retain your present position.
He couldn't help his rat-like features and the way that he... What? Not retain my present position?
Precisely. Heads of department require a B-plus grading. And you, Mr. Lennox Brown, are only a simple B.
Pardon?
Surely you knew that. You've never actually taken the B-plus examination, although it's held quite frequently.
Examination? Really?
In 1964, when you were given this post on a temporary basis, the B-plus exam was held 7 times. And each time, you were unable to take it. Apparently, through illness.
Ah, yes. Well, that will have been my old war wound playing me up.
War wound? According to your record, you were classed as essential clerical staff and never joined the services.
No, but I wrenched my ankle on our allotment. I was digging for victory, you see.
I see. Well, clearly, after you'd been excused attendance on so many occasions, it was assumed you'd passed.
Amazing. Could never have happened if you planned it, you know.
Well, it is astonishing no one noticed. I think the fact that your personal file was stuffed down behind one of the radiators may have helped.
Lord, very careless of someone.
Yes, indeed. However, there's no harm done.
Oh, good. Do you know, Mr. Hocking, for a moment there...
You'll just have to take the B-plus exam this year. It's being held next week, which is fortunate.
Oh, it's very fortunate.
What? In the meantime, of course, you've been enjoying several privileges you're not entitled to. I must ask you to surrender your full-color changing of the guard calendar.
Surrender my calendar?
A simple B official is only entitled to a monochrome of 2 kittens and an old boot. And then, of course, there's your carpet.
Carpet? Well, you're not going to take that away,
sure. No, that won't be necessary. However, it is too large for your status, so we'll be cutting off a foot all round. And we'll be trimming 9 inches from the base of the curtains.
But this is shocking, Hocking. I mean, does Sir Gregory Pipkin know?
The permanent undersecretary? Yes, I told him myself. He was adamant you pass this examination or lose the job.
I'm back from lunch, Brown, so we can... Oh, good gracious, I'm so sorry. Wrong office.
What is it, sir?
Juan, it is your office. Mm. What's happened? Where's that lovely green metal coat rack? Someone's put 3 nails in the wall. Where's the Queen Anne cigarette lighter?
Gone. All gone. Along with the oil painting of Disraeli. Yes, they say a simple B official gets a snapshot of Harold Wilson.
Oh, dear. That does seem rather un... Simple B?
Yes, some clerical oversight. Purely temporary, of course. I mean... They've downgraded me till I've taken the B-plus exam. In the meantime, I'm being penalized.
Good Lord, that splendid mahogany waste paper bin has gone. Can't say I like the plastic dustbin.
They're being very vindictive. Changing my furniture, vandalizing my carpet. They say I'm to have a foot cut off.
Oh, that's barbaric, one. You won't be able to stand up straight.
No. A foot cut off the carpet, too, you...
Oh, I see, yes. Just a minute. If you're downgraded, that means we're both the same level. I'm a simple bee.
You've always been a simple bee. Look, don't start getting ideas, too.
Two? Don't you think in the circumstances, perhaps, 1.5 each?
Look, I'm as democratic as the next man. I'm sure many of you chaps are equal, but one has to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, come off it, Lennox. LB, Derek.
Derek?
There's no point in getting uppity. We simple bees should stick together.
I will not stick together. And stop patting me on the head.
You'll soon get used to the life. Oh, you'll have to make do with a plain brolly, of course. The minister frowns on junior officials with bamboo handles.
Look. This is only temporary, just till I've passed the exam.
Ah, yes, the exam. Well, you may be one of the lucky 2% who get through.
I won't hear any more of this. I'm off to my club for lunch. At least I'll get some respect there. Oh, my word, yes. At the club, I'll get some respect. Oh, good morning, Renault. Take my hat and coat, would you?
Toss them on the counter, mate.
Mate?
My brother-in-law told me about you being degraded. An aunt of his got it from her husband's cousin who worked at the Arm Office.
Good Lord.
You thinking of lunching here, or have you brought sandwiches?
That will do, Ren. I shall be speaking to the secretary about you. I'll be in the smoking room if anyone wants... Good grief. Ren.
What is it now?
That fellow, over there, sitting in my chair. I've used that same leather armchair for 15 years.
Ah, well, times have changed, haven't they? Them leather armchairs is only for grade B plus officials or higher. Part of the club's etiquette.
This is utter scandal, Randall.
All the chairs he's taken, I'm afraid. You could have this stool for a bit if you like.
But that's the stool the waiter sits on.
Well, he won't mind if you slip him something.
Mr. Lennox Brown's very depressed these days.
I know. I noticed yesterday his moustache has started to droop.
I see they've taken away his swivel chair and given him an ordinary straight-backed one.
Yes, it was awfully embarrassing this morning. He kept trying to swing round on it. Fell off 3 times.
What happens if Mr. LB can't pass his B-plus exam?
Well, I've been thinking about that. They'll bring in someone else to be our number one.
Oh,
I hope it's not old Hitler Hopkins from the pensions board. He's caused more breakdowns than icy roads.
Yeah. Or we might get Pincher Smith from the trade department.
Why do they call him Pincher?
I don't know, and I don't want to find out. Oh, what do we do, Mr. Lamb?
Well, LB has just got to pass that exam and get the office back to normal. If only there was some way we could make sure.
I know! Bernard!
Bernard? What's your boyfriend got to do with it?
He's been transferred to the stationery office. Perhaps he could get a copy of the exam paper.
What a good idea. Then LB could find out the answers in advance.
I'll go straight over and see Bernard now.
Right.
I got it, Mr. Lamb. I smuggled it out under me mac. Here you are.
Well done, Mildred. Ah, yes. A brown manila envelope, examination papers, grade B plus. Splendid.
My Bernard wasn't too keen on me borrowing it. I had to promise him a special treat on Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This week I'm going to let him watch the TV football.
Ah, good. Well, LB's back in his office now. I'll give him this right away. He'll be delighted. Good afternoon, one.
Is it?
Well, it might be. Every cloud has a silver lining, you know.
And every silver lining is an ugly great cloud.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm dangling this brown manila envelope in front of you.
No.
I expect you're dying to know what's inside it.
No.
And so you shall. It's a copy of the grade B plus exam papers. You can look up all the answers.
A copy of the... I've never heard such a disgraceful suggestion. It's downright cheating. Hmm? There's no other word for it. It's gross moral turpitude.
But I thought... That is, we thought...
Not another word. Do you really think that I'd stoop so low?
It's for the department, you see. We need you.
Well, of course. But that's not the point.
No one here would accuse you of gross moral turpentine.
I appreciate that.
Please, man, for our sakes.
Well... I don't know. It's entirely against my principles.
Oh, good, you'll do it. Look, I'll leave the envelope on your desk. Tuck it beneath your bowler, eh? Best keep it under your hat.
No, don't put it there.
I say, there's another brown manila envelope here already. Marked, examination papers grade B+.
Is there? Yes. Well, they do look rather similar, don't they?
One, you've already got them.
Well, I thought I'd better, you know. For your sakes. I got them from old Reggie Fothergill at the grading office.
Oh, Juan, how could you?
Quite easily. We went to school together. Oh, stop fussing, too. Open one of the envelopes and we'll have a look at the question.
Right. This should do the trick for you.
Oh, glory. These questions aren't the kind I expected.
No, I thought they'd be like I had in my last civil service exam. Name the river on which London stands and so on.
Oh, heaven knows that would be tricky enough, but with these... I mean, you can't look up the answers.
No, they want you to suggest a line of action.
Well, I suppose they're designed to test one's brains and judgment.
Oh, dear, then we've had it.
We mustn't give up too easily. Let's just have another look at the blessed thing. Now, what has it got here? Number three. Through your work, you learn that unknown to the public, a piece of land will soon become valuable due to a development scheme.
Your elderly aunt owns this land and is... about to sell it at the lower current price.
Do you take advantage of your inside knowledge by warning her, or what do you do?
What would you do, Juan?
Well, it's obvious. Buy the land for my aunt at the low current price.
Yes, I don't think they'd care for that answer.
Really? I thought that was one of the easier ones. Yes, well, some of the others I don't even understand.
What are we going to do? You know, Sir Gregory, he's ruthless. If you don't pass this exam, you'll get someone else to run the department.
Ah, Sir Gregory... Now, there's a man of brains and judgment. And he's coming here this afternoon, you know.
Dear, his monthly visit.
Well, he should be in one of his mellow moods. He spent the morning with the customers in Excise Wine Tasting Club.
Juan, you've got an idea. Your left nostril is twitching.
Well, we shall see. Now, let's just look at these questions again. Minister for Drains and Sewers. Foreign and Power. Yes, Sir Gregory should have views on these, especially after the wine testing.
Don't fuss, Lennox Brown. I'm quite silly on my feet. I can reach the inner office without your help.
Well, of course, Sir Gregory. That's the broom cupboard, son.
I'm quite aware of that. Just checking all your brooms are in order.
This way, Sir Gregory. Mind the umbrella stand.
Do sit down, sir. Make yourself comfortable. And how did the wine tasting go?
Oh, they were grateful for my help, as always. Once a month, we have to try out the stuff they've just confiscated, see if it's any good. If not, it goes back to the owner.
An interesting selection today, sir.
Indeed. There was a bottle of Egyptian whiskey. 97 proof. 97 proof. I tell you, I was glad when I'd had enough.
They must appreciate your judgment, sir. Oh, and talking of judgment... have you got those queries we had trouble with?
Who's the queries? Yes, sir. Here they are.
Oh, yes, thank you. But perhaps we shouldn't impose on Sir Gregory. Some of these problems are rather tricky.
Tricky? They won't be too tricky for me, Lennox Brown. Let's hear them.
Well, the first little problem we have is this. You have reason to believe, that is, we have reason to believe that the Minister for Drains and Sewers has been supplying information to a foreign power.
What? Drains and sewers, eh? I thought there were leaks in that department. Does a PM know? Not that that idiot would do anything.
There's no actual proof, you see. It's just theoretical, really.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him. Fanshawe, isn't it? Fanshawe's a half-wit anyway.
Well, if you say so, Sir Gregory, yes. But about this exam, query. What action would you advise?
Well, if the fella's been leaking secrets, there's only one course to take.
Ah, Mildred, you're back. Pleasant week off. Did you go away?
Well, me and Bernard was going to Brighton, but we had to cancel because of budget problems.
Budget problems?
Yeah, his car broke down and we couldn't budget. Never mind, a change is as good as a rest, eh? How did LB's exam go?
He said he finished the paper in record time. The only trouble he had was the date. He couldn't recall it at first.
Oh, fancy. When will he know how he's done?
The grading officer's in LB's office at this very moment. I think he's brought the results. LB was most optimistic. It's a shame we can't hear what they're saying.
Well, Lennox Brown, you'll be pleased to know that all the papers have now been marked.
Good, good.
You've set some sort of record for civil service examinations. That's why I've come to see you personally.
Well, one's had some experience in these matters, you know.
Indeed. One would hardly think so from your answers. There wasn't a single correct judgment on your paper. You even got the date wrong.
Good Lord.
There aren't 32 days in June. I'm amazed that a man in your position should know so little of civil service procedures.
I think I'll just sit down for a moment.
Naturally, I've sent a copy of these disgraceful results to your superior, Sir Gregory Pitkin. He must take whatever action he thinks fit. Good day to you.
I can't believe it. 30 days hath September, April, May... I can't remember.
Ah, I think this calls for a little celebration run. I've brought the brandy from the first aid cupboard.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I'll bet you set some sort of record for civil service exams.
Yes, I believe I have.
I just saw Sir Gregory coming up the stairs. No doubt he can't wait to shake your hand.
I'm sure he'll want to shake something.
Ah, there you are, Leonard Bounce. He's skulking in your office.
Hello, Sir Gregory. Would you care for a little first aid brandy?
Save it for Lennox Brown. You'll need it by the time I finish with it.
Now, Sir Gregory, please, please, let's not be hasty.
I don't intend to, Lennox Brown. I mean to take some time on this. Look at these results. 2 marks for writing your name neatly.
Oh, well done, one.
And then, nothing. Not a single mark for judgment. Nothing else right about your whole performance.
I left the exam room in a clean condition, sir.
Well, now you can do the same with your desk. You've made this department a laughingstock. I'm arranging for your immediate transfer to archives at Ballymuckey.
Archives at Ballymuckey? Oh, no, sir.
Not you, Lamb. Oh. You'll remain here under the new head of department, Mr. Screwman, formerly with the prison service. He'll tighten things up in this office. Now, I've more to say to Lennox Brown. Leave us before I start on your own gross incompetence.
Thank you very much, Sir Gregory.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself, eh?
Well, there's not much I can say, Sir Gregory. It seems the examiners just don't share your views on civil service policy.
My views?
Well, you'll recall I checked the questions with you before the exam.
You checked the questions with me?
In fact, it was you who supplied the wrong answers.
Ah, so that was your little game the other day. All those queries.
It seems even you couldn't pass this silly exam, sir. I wonder what the minister would say.
Yeah, the minister? This is nonsense, man. I don't recall expressing any views. You've imagined the whole thing. No. It's Ballymuckey for you, Lennox Brown.
Oh, dear. Primitive place, I hear. None of the modern amenities an office needs. No dictating machine like this one.
Dictating machine?
Oh, a great asset, sir, yes. Records even across the room. Let me show you.
I thought there were leaks in that department. Does it be in there? Not that that idiot would do anything.
What? And a little later, you had words to say on the Minister for Drains and Sewers.
Well, I wouldn't put it past him. Fanshawe, isn't it? Yeah, Fanshawe's a half-wit anyway.
Good grief.
Well, I wasn't quite myself at the time. I was overtired. That's it. I was overtired.
As a newt, Sir Gregory. Later on, you told a most amusing limerick about the minister himself. There once was an eminent peer who was noted for being...
Leonard Brown!
Was it dear? Was it? I'm not sure. Anyway, it's on the tape here somewhere.
Yeah, no. Don't bother to find it. Look here, do you know how to wipe that recording?
Oh, yes, I think so, sir. I believe I've mastered all aspects of this machine.
How remarkable. I see now we can't afford to lose a man with your expertise. Exam results aren't everything. Now, I shall insist you remain here with us.
That's very good of you, Sir Gregory.
Yes, we must wipe out our differences and start again with a clean tape. Slate. Yes, leave it to me, Leonard Brown.
Well, it's good to see your office looking smart again, Mum. New curtains, new carpet, new chrysanthemum from Sir Gregory.
Yes, yes. Very gratifying.
And you won't have to take the exam again?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. My long service has rightly been taken into account. I've been awarded an honorary grade B+.
So all's well and no one's going to Ballymucky.
Well, that's not quite true, too. Hawking pointed out there was a vacancy there and demanded it to be filled.
Why can't he leave well alone?
Oh, he was furious about the decision, of course. Spent an hour telling me Sir Gregory hadn't the brains of a dormouse.
What did you say?
I said he had.
So who's been sent to Ballymucky?
Well, Sir Gregory happened to hear the nasty things Hawking said about him. He sent Hawking there to regrade the sheep.
Splendid. But how do you mean he happened to hear?
Oh, it somehow got recorded on that machine. Must have jogged it with my elbow, I suppose, you know. Oh,
my word, that machine's quite an asset. Or, to put it another way...
Yes, sir?
If anyone gives you trouble, you've certainly got them taped.
Fooling around as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook and Edward Taylor and produced by Edward Taylor.